From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, August the 5th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Greg Hudson is reporting in the Register Star that 19th Congressional District candidate Zephyr Teachout on Thursday, August 4, unveiled a comprehensive plan to support the growth and development of small businesses in America. The Dutchess County Democrat said, and I quote, "I am absolutely a supporter of Made in America and Grown Locally," end quote. Teachout announced her seven-point strategy at an event in Kingston. The plan includes a call for legislation to make it easier for entrepreneurs to obtain loans to open or expand a business, plus new laws to reduce the financial burden of health care and property taxes. Teachout criticized leaders on both sides of the aisle for approving various trade agreements, including the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. She said support for small business must go hand in hand with restoring big business jobs to create thriving competitive markets. Teachout faces Republican John Faso in the November election. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Wyndham Journal that residents expressed concerns during a meeting of the Lexington Town Board on Tuesday, August the 2nd, about an ongoing violation at the now-defunct town of Hunter Landfill. The landfill closed more than 20 years ago, but has been fined more than $30,000 by the DEC for failing a leach area. The responsibility of maintaining the landfill is shared by six municipalities: Hunter, Wyndham, Ashland, Jewett, Lexington, and Prattsville. Resident Sal Mancuso told the board he was frustrated with the town's inaction. At the same time, it has moved forward with a $9 million sewer project funded by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. Mancuso said, and I quote, "You're sitting here wasting millions of dollars on a sewer project we don't need," end quote. Lexington Town Supervisor John Berger said the landfill and the sewer project were unrelated. Berger said the 1985 contract with Hunter obligated Lexington to pay 12% of all operational and maintenance costs related to the landfill. But because the dump closed in 1992, it is unclear if the contract is still binding. Berger said he could not yet respond to Mancuso because his own investigation into the situation was ongoing. Berger said he will present the results of his landfill investigation at the September 6th town board meeting. Resident Bob Mazurek said, and I quote, "No matter when you ask the question, he's always in the middle of an investigation. 3 years from now, he'll still be investigating it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. The ColumbiaPage.com is reporting that the Hudson Fire Department dive team has been named the Columbia County Volunteer Firefighters Association's Firefighter of the Year. The team was honored during the association's annual meeting last month. The dive team was presented with the award in recognition of their service during a drowning incident at Oakdale Lake last August. Rescue divers Mark Graziano, Justin Elliott, and Anthony DeMarco were acknowledged for their role in locating and bringing to shore the man who went underwater in the city lake. In addition to the award, the team was also presented with a resolution from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors commending their action. The association's annual convention was held at the Kinderhook Town Park and was hosted by the Niverville Fire Department. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that tourism spending rose last year in the Hudson Valley and Catskills, according to a state commissioned report. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines said 2015 was the sixth consecutive year the county experienced an increase in tourist spending. According to the report prepared by Oxford Economics Company, Tourism Economics, visitors brought $1.2 billion into the Catskills in 2015. Of that, 46% was spent in Ulster County. Statewide, traveler spending last year was $63.1 billion, a 19% increase in the state's pre-recession peak set in 2008. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that Hoosick Falls residents who drank the municipal water have, on average, more than 30 times the national level of PFOA in their blood, according to State Health Department data. The test results were mailed to residents this week. These test results are the first comprehensive look at the PFOA blood levels for those who live or have lived in Hoosick Falls and drank tainted water over an unspecified period of time. the blood levels for older residents of the Rensselaer County Village showed the highest levels of PFOA. For men and women 60 and older, the median level was 91 parts per billion. By comparison, the median for children under 18 was nearly 34 parts per billion. Some residents have reported blood levels as high as 500 times the national average. PFOA has been widely used in nonstick products for decades, including food packaging, carpeting, and furniture. It has been linked to serious health problems, including cancer, thyroid issues, and high cholesterol. The State Health Department will hold a public meeting to review the test results on Thursday, August the 11th in the Village. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Wednesday, August the 3rd, the state has no plans to conduct blood tests on residents in the city of Newburgh, where thousands may have been exposed to a toxic chemical linked to cancer. Cuomo said the test will be ordered only if, and I quote, the facts justify it, end quote. Newburgh's municipal water supply has tested at twice the Environmental Protection Agency's recommended safety level for PFOS. Medical professionals who study toxic chemicals say blood tests are an important tool to monitor patient health. Newburgh City officials last month asked the State Department of Health to test residents and volunteered to offer testing sites. On Wednesday, Cuomo said he had not heard Newburgh wanted the testing. PFOS is related to PFOA and has been linked to serious health problems in humans. It is used in firefighting foam, including the type used at the Stewart Air National Guard Base in Newburgh. The state is paying for a filter to remove the chemical from the city's water supply while the exact source is determined. The State Department of Environmental Conservation could designate the area a Superfund site depending on the outcome of the investigation. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Finally, Bryant Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Phenocia International Festival of Voice opens on Thursday, August the 4th. The annual event celebrates performances ranging from rock and roll to Broadway and Shakespearean stage performances to Celtic music, as well as workshops, lectures, and classes. The festival this year celebrates all things British in honor of the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Past festivals have celebrated American and Spanish performances. Productions of Kiss Me, Kate and the opera Otello are featured this year. Festival Executive Director and Director of Development Maria Torrado said the Phenocia International Festival of the Voice was originally conceived as a way to breathe new life into the town of Phenocia and enhance the area's economy. Approximately 65% of attendees come from the local area and 35% from outside the immediate area. The festival continues through the weekend. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 88 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. The storms could produce locally heavy rainfall. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:51 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:10 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. About 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 5th day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.